Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. Today is August the 8th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Hope everybody had a good week. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, good morning. Hope everything's going well.
It's going. It's just you and I today. Tim's busy doing something else this morning, so what would we like to cover today?
Well, we've got... We never got to gardening last week. I want to talk about certain aspects of that. I want to talk about, I want to tie up some loose ends on the tomato planting. I had some additional thoughts that I don't think that I articulated. Also, I want to tie up some loose ends on coffee roasting. Once again, some loose ends there that I believe that I did not address. I'll try to be reasonably brief, because I think that we covered both of these subjects fairly well, but I think that I can add to it in a productive way, and that is to say that I'm under a regular criticism here by my spouse, for all you who don't know, it's my first wife, my only wife. I guess, let's see, this month would be 48 years.
Congratulations.
So, well, I know, but, you know, it's not that big a deal, because I married her when she was five, so she's still fairly young. But but she's always criticizing me. I know, I lied. She's criticizing me. She says, Rick, you always assume everybody's already in your head, and they already know everything about the subject you're talking about, and instead of starting at A, you start at L. And I think that may be true. You know, I walk around fumbling with ideas, and then once I get, you know, something formed in my head, I start speaking as though everybody heard everything I thought. So we can straighten up a couple loose ends on tomatoes and coffee. I want to do that. Now Tim is normally in charge of the comedy portion of this show, which is generally the news. And so of course this week we see that Beirut was partially erased, and everybody's probably already seen the footage. It's really impressive. This would be my take on it. The minute I saw the explosion, I said that's a tactical nuke. That is not fireworks. When I saw cars and things vaporized, I thought, no, you don't do that with ammonium nitrate. You don't do that. They claimed it was fireworks set off in ammonium nitrate storage. But, you know, I have set off as much as 100 pounds of stuff at one time, and it will reach critical mass after you get it hot enough. That's true. But it's a low-speed explosive. It's classified as low-speed, and it's normally used for things like heaving earth. you would bury it deep in the ground, and then you have to set it off either with dynamite or the largest squib they have will set it off. But when I saw that explosion, I saw that mushroom cloud, I'm like, oh, that's not what this is, which means that it's war. This is not a fireworks stand mistake. not a firearm. When you, and you know, the thing is interesting to me is that these days people have, I mean, in their pockets some very sophisticated cameras that 20 years ago would have cost you $500-$600. Now everybody's got one. And I mean, seriously, they are faster than Wyatt Earp with these things. I've seen people whip out a phone and start videoing in 1 second. It's, they really ought to have gunfights, because then gunfight with phones. That way you could see the winner right on the phone. You'd know. You know, you just compare footage and say, yep, I beat you, and it's, I've got it right here. Anyway, the footage of the explosion, apparently what happened was, and this would be conjecture by me and some others, like Mr. Ben Nunn, Ben Noon, and some others who are into this sort of thing, is that Mossad, in 2018, let me back up one step. In 2018, there is a news conference where Benjamin Netanyahu is holding up a map and complaining about weapons storage at this port. And he says that Hezbollah is using the citizens of Beirut as human shields. In other words, you know, they won't nuke this. They won't hit this dump because it'll kill innocent people. Well, that was one theory that maybe didn't work out. I've had others, but the preliminary explosions, which at a distance look like C4, they were white hot, bright, small. They look like a diversion. But what happened is when those stars started going off, started a fire, which raised a column of smoke. Everybody trained their camera on that area, and some of the footage was really first class. And sure enough, after a little while, you can see coming in at about 11:30 and just literally moving like a rocket, was a rocket. And when that happened, all hell broke loose. It is speculated that that was Israel's Delilah missile, which is a tactical nuke. So we'll see what happens then. On that's your news, is that currently some of the kids aren't playing nicely in the sandbox. So we'll see if that, you know, if that ever involves us. Some people would say, oh, how dare you? Of course it involves us. People died. Well, I know, but I did not know them. Things like this and the Las Vegas shooting and other unimaginable atrocities, they just get swept up under the carpet like, oh, well, that was yesterday. Today's today. You know, we've got bigger fish to fry today. Today's Wednesday, so let's get on with it. And in a way, I get that. But then on the other hand, I'm not surprised when these things just, you know, not, it's just another news day. So, you know, I'm hard-pressed to say that I feel wounded here at this point. I am waiting to see. I'm sure Hezbollah's got something in mind right now, and we'll find out, I guess, at some point what that would be. War in the Mideast, though, has been a reality for a couple thousand years, and this news to me is like yesterday's pizza. It's fairly cold. You've got some other situations that are interesting. The Hurricane Isaiah, and this is just the beginning of the hurricane season, of course, on the eastern seaboard, and you probably all know this too. I don't know why I'm telling you other than the, well, I do know, and I'll see if I can tighten up these knots. There are still 2.2 million people without power, but there was 6.5 million. And of course, the crews are working feverishly to correct all that. And, you know, once again, hurricane experts, I wish I was an expert at something. I understand they make good money, are predicting a rougher than normal hurricane season. Well, okay, you know, if you say so, they said last winter was going to be what they called the Snowmageddon. That did not manifest itself. And as such, you know, I drove around all winter long with a snowblade on the Kubota waiting for my big opportunity to plow snow and for the neighbors. And I don't mean for money. I just, some of my neighbors are quite old, and I like pushing that snow. They can't do it. So, I know, I'm such a special person. And but it never happened. And
no, you're a kind-hearted person.
What's that?
I said, nah, you're just a kind-hearted person.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Well, so I drove around, for 6 months with the blade on the Kubota, you know, which made, the turning radius is already not good. You know, you put a 5-foot snow blade up there and it really gets weird. Somewhere around, I guess, April, I finally got sick of it and took it off. So that didn't happen. So here we are at the beginning of the hurricane season, and we're getting the experts coming out in full force, and they've all got their prognostications. They have to, because, you know, they have to earn a living, so they've got to predict something. So, but I'm predicting something. Would you like to hear this, Lori?
Sure, go ahead.
And I know this is correct. Everyone listening is going to die. And I have this from the highest source, and I'm going to guess that I'm at least, normally I'm only about 50% right, which should be good news for half of you, which means, you know, half of you won't die. So to that end, I want to talk about the 8 forms of capital. And we're going to talk about gardening, we're going to talk about coffee, we're going to do all those things. But before we go there, I want to talk about what's called the 8 forms of capital. And I find this subject absolutely fascinating, and I feel oddly vindicated again this week, because one of my favorite young problem solvers, Curtis Stone, not the chef, Curtis Stone, the urban farmer, did about a 20-minute rant regarding our situation right now as he sees it, and I feel good because he sees it like I see it. Well, and, you know, you're going to say, yeah, we already talked about this. Once again, I feel vindicated. I was apparently ahead of some curves. So what we have here is a situation where we have the, once again, experts, the financial experts, people who are well-respected, and I like their work, like why am I drawing blanks? Gerald Celente and Greg Mannarino and Jim Rogers and who else do I like? Mike Maloney, he's got some great stuff. Heavy duty Christian guy there. They've all got good stuff, but what they're not doing is what we have been doing on this show, and I'm actually really proud of that, is that they never really carry what's happening right now to its logical conclusion. In other words, they'll talk about, like, they'll say the 3 G's. You got to have the 3 G's. What is it? God, guns, and a getaway plan. No, it's gold. Gold, guns, and a getaway plan. I'm telling you right now, that's about half the G's, and you simply aren't going to make it like that. That sounds just like an accountant to me. You know, they think if they get away with the gold, they got it made. You know, what in the hell are they talking about? They've only missed about 9/10 of the problem. The 8 forms of capital, the first one is financial capital, and that Wikipedia says that financial capital would be anything like money, gold, or silver that is a store of value that can be used in financial transactions. Okay, that's a very, very loose and general description of financial capital. But there are 7 others. And under the circumstances where we are right now, if you ask me, the other 7 are going to turn out to be probably more important in your lives than the financial capital. And for some of you, that's probably pretty good news. For those of you who are wealthy in skills but poor in financial capital, this problem that we're having, and it's going to get much worse, won't be as bad for you as a person who has lots of wealth and no skills. Person with lots of wealth and no skills will die screaming like a millennial who has no wealth and no skills. And why? How can that be? Well, because when the shit hits the fan and things are really bad, nobody's going to want your doggone money or your gold. It's not going to count for much. So you with gold and a millennial with none are going to be treated precisely the same in an emergency. People are going to run straight over the top of both of you in order to find a drink of water. So the other seven, I wonder if I could ever find them here in my notes. Ah, here we are. Material capital, and this I find this fascinating. Material capital would include your material goods, like your tools and things like that, generator, your water storage devices, your shovels, your hammer, your nails, screws. Hopefully you got some of those. I hope you don't have a hammer and one box of nails. That's not going to be good. You know what James Wesley Rawls says? Nails get a barrel full. Barrels get a barrel full. So, you know, have it your way, but let's get back to the subject at hand, which I'm very, very bad at avoiding. You know what they say, show me a guy who plays a good game of golf, I'll show you a man who's been avoiding things. I however, have not got a clue how to play golf. So I've seen it, but I have no interest in that. But after 18 holes, you still haven't got a head of lettuce, so I don't know why you would do that. So, yeah, it seems like such a waste of time. It's like you were never even – you may as well have been in a coma.
I never understood the point of hitting the ball just to chase it, you know.
yeah. Apparently, you know, somewhere in Scotland, a man was thrown out of his house by his wife, and in anger, he took a stick and he hit a rock, and it went in a hole. And I'm thinking at that point, he said, I was angry, but I'm not now as angry because I hit a rock with a stick. I feel better. I am going to hit that rock some more, and maybe by the end of all this, I'll really feel great. And I really do think that's about how the whole thing started. I don't think it was anything. It couldn't have been intentional. You know, can anybody really be that obtuse? Anyway, so your material cap. Now, this is interesting because this is where my wife and I come to blows. And honestly, because she's a short woman, I don't hit back. So what I meant to say was, this is where I get the crap kicked out. That was what I meant to say. And I misspoke. I also meant to say I went to the moon with Joe Biden, but I misspoke. The material capital, she cannot stand it. She likes to have a savings account. But if I take some of that money and I buy a barrel of nails, we have to have a discussion. In other words, don't do that anymore. That's the discussion. And so it puts me in a tough spot because you know how I feel about the position that I'm in and you're in and everybody's in. I feel that we're on the edge of something bad.
Right.
And I may well be correct. And if that's the case, you know, you can always use nails or sell nails or get rid of nails. You could do something with nails. If your money is in the bank and they manage to destroy the dollar, which obviously they're doing it, I think, quite intentionally, which is probably a two-hour discussion all by itself. If they destroy the dollar, then it all disappears,
Rick.
Your bank account, too. I hear it.
Yeah, hold on a minute. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a break, so we'll be back in about 3 minutes.
And I can't sail my yacht. He's taken everything I got. All I've got's this sunny afternoon. Save me.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Cleaner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. Okay, Ricky and I are talking, and Rick was mentioning his nails.
Nails.
I should say, the nails you want to buy that your wife doesn't want you to keep buying, but it's understandable, especially in these times, like you said, you know, I agree with you. I think harder times are ahead, so sometimes it's better to be safe than sorry, you know?
Yeah, and here's the interesting thing about this. As I peruse my notes, you know, an ancillary thought here. As I said last week or the week before, probably my greatest attribute is an insatiable curiosity. So I'm constantly digging around, trying to see something I've never seen before or learn something that I have never learned before. And it's a happy coincidence because I happen to be a co-host here, and I keep a spiral notebook with me all the time. And all week long, when I come across something that I find fascinating, I make notes They're never organized. It is more of a stream of consciousness problem. And it goes, it's basically a week's full of spaghetti, which now I'm supposed to unwrap in front of you and make it look smooth. And it, of course, that's a job not easily done. So to that end, I want to say that in March, we were talking about protecting your financial capital by buying silver. And at that point, silver was $14. And the premium was quite low, maybe a buck. Now the institutional buyers are accumulating silver at a ridiculous pace, and Ma and Pa are starting to do it. And so we're finding some scarcity in silver. Silver is gone in 120 days from like 14 to 24. But, you know, like I was saying a minute ago, yes, silver's going up, but what, it'll be a miracle if I ever get to do anything with the silver that I have, because in a crisis, nobody's going to really want that. the only person that might want that is someone who has extra of something that I need, and maybe I could trade for it. So I would be trading a hard asset for something of value at that point. And who knows what would be of value, you know, when I am distressed. So that is why I say we find that even the well-heeled individual is going to be treated like a garden variety millennial when the shit hits the fan, because money is not what any community is going to want you to bring to the table. The other forms of capital are going to be far more interesting to a person who is in the same situation that you are in. And but there are still people out there who are saying, you talk to them about the fact that all the central banks around the world are printing money as fast as they possibly, they're not even printing it, that's a joke, they don't print it, they create it with a computer just by hitting ones and zeros, you know, million, a billion, a trillion, 10 trillion. And it's what they do. And they throw it around, and they're desperate. They're desperate to coke up the heart patient that is this world. And at some point, that heart's just going to blow. And when it does, the well-heeled individual gets robbed and shot, just like the millennial does, and there will be no difference in the two. There are still people out there, though, looking at all of these phenomena saying, well, let's just see what happens. Well, let's wait and see what happens. Well, this is what I want to say about that. Those people, and you're trying, maybe you're trying to have a conversation with them about where we stand, which, in my opinion, you know, is like peeing in the ocean and thinking something might change. It never works. It just never works. And their defense mechanism is, well, let's see what happens. Which means you're full of shit. That's what that means. Hear music.
Yes, that's music. Ladies and gentlemen, we had bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 3 minutes. We'll start taking calls at a quarter till the hour. Call in number 800-313-9443. Back in 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
so, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
I'd rather go and journey where the diamond crescent's glowing and run across the valley beneath the sacred mountain and wander through the forest where the trees have leaves of prisms and break the light in colors that no one knows the names of.
And welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. Okay, Rick, go ahead and finish up your thoughts.
Sure. while I'm thinking about it, nice job, Ken. And Ken, that song I recognize possibly from being from the great folk scare of the 60s. Was that Pure Prairie League or was that the Ozark Mountain Daredevils? Who was that, do you know? Who was it? The Birds. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I'll tell you a story about the Birds here in a little while. I got a picture taken with the guy who played Turn, 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 and that guy is a madman. Anyway, it was, oh God. He, by the way, he can still play that on a 12-string like you can't believe. In fact, I think he's better than he was then. But thank you. I appreciate that. Nice work. The Birds, of course. I have a coffee cup. Carla, if you don't stop doing Chewbacca in my ear, I will beat you like a rented mule. I've got a text thing, and it's just killing me. It roars, and it's impossible to think like this. It's like being in an Argentinian zoo while the starving people are eating the animals. It's It's that bad. I've got my wife got me a coffee cup that says, I survived the 60s twice, but I was in the Army. I sort of missed I missed the 60s, more or less. So you know, let's get back to work here, shall we? Because we're all about to be tortured and robbed by an overreaching oligarch. The forms of material capital, and they can take on just any form, but I want you to remember a principal tenet of diversification of assets, and it is that, you know, if there are eight forms of capital, it doesn't all have to be imaginary dollars in your imaginary bank. There's something way down in your digestive system that should be warning you that there's something intrinsically not safe about that. Folks who came from Europe during the great immigration that was the beginning of the last century, they didn't trust banks, and you can only imagine why. You know, after watching Weimar and all this insanity, why would you trust a bank? And now, you know, after 100 years of brainwashing, we once again trust them. You know, I've watched water buffalo at the waterhole in South Africa. A magnificent crocodile grabs one by the head and pulls it into the water, and within 60 seconds, they're all back drinking again. I'm like, uh-uh, I'm going to the Coke machine. I'm not drinking any more of that. I see what happens here. So, you know, why, you know, so if you take some of your money out of the bank and you buy tools or you buy seeds or you buy anything like that that is not a dollar denominated, something you might need, which, by the way, guys, I am sending you on the shopping spree of your life right now, and if anybody asks, you say, I said so. You're going to love this. But here's the reason I'm bringing this up, and this is only the second one of eight, and we'll probably spend way more time on this one than we will on the next six. Things that you might buy to make yourself more like a homestead, which is all you're doing. You know, most farmers basically have a hardware store on the property. They don't, every time they need a box of screws or anything, they don't just get in a truck and drive all the way to town. It's already there, because when they're in town, they buy 10 boxes of screws. They buy 2 hammers. They buy 4 shovels, 3 saws. This is how they do things. Because you're out in the field, you know, and you snap off a shovel. Well, okay, I've got probably half a dozen $6 shovel handles, nice ash and hickory handles. I can always fix a shovel, but I'm not going to do that in the middle of a job. I'm just going to grab another shovel and get on moving, because daylight's a-burning. Someday when it's raining, I'll sit in the garage and I'll fix that shovel. Forms of capital, material forms of capital, that makes you more like a self-sustained homestead, which, you know, and if you're like me, you're almost, I hate to say it, you know, I love my wife. She's a great person. In many ways, she's way better than I will ever be. But, you know, I'm doing her a favor by not telling her all the things that I do, because I know how she is. When things really, really get bad, she's going to say, hey, you were supposed to be the guy who was taking care of this GD, and look at us now. You didn't do your job. And I'm not going to be able to say, well, you kind of, you know, you kind of were stopping me. You know, you kind of were getting in my way. I'm not going to even do that. I'm not going there. We won't have that discussion. So to that end, though, what I want to say about this, and once again, I find myself like a moth near the flame but staying out of it, is that these things that you need like canning supplies, a dehydrator, fencing materials, tomato cages. These things are getting more difficult by the day to get a hold of. After my discussion the last 2 weeks with Tom out of Utah, which and I appreciate what he brings to the table, I really do. I find it fascinating that people who are conservative don't feel they have to dislike people that don't share their exact view. You know, I don't necessarily share all of Tom's views about meat, and yet I find much of what he has to say about meat very instructive, and actually he's probably correct. You don't always appreciate, you know, what you see there when you see it. So you know, to that end, these things are getting very difficult to find. And what I'm telling you now is, after my discussion, I went to buy a dehydrator because I thought, you know, I could really use this thing. I watched some videos, saw what they were doing with these things. They were doing medium-term storage of, they were jerking meat and vegetables and just all kinds of stuff and snacks. Have you ever been to the store and tried to buy dehydrated fruit? Once again, you have a situation where you take some fruit, you slice it up, you take the moisture out. It weighs like a marshmallow. It weighs nothing. And yet they want $4,500 for a little bag of this stuff that you will eat before you even get to the next traffic light. So, yeah, these dehydrators can be costly, but, you know, if you can make yourself and your grandkids and your kids healthy snacks, well, now you're paying it off. And you're, of course, now you've got the situation we got right now with tomatoes. I got tomatoes coming out my ears. Normally, we just kind of let them go to waste. Not this year, boy. I'm not going to do that anymore, which would take us to the tomato discussion for later. I'm going to get into that because it is vitamin C. And you should not let those things go to waste. It's so valuable. I'm eating tomato sandwiches right and left. I absolutely love these things. I'm addicted to them. But you know, these dehydrators, all the medium-priced dehydrators, they're wiped out. I went to page 5 on an internet search. Amazon's got nothing. Went just a straight Google search. I'm on page 5. Finally, I found a guy with a phone number. I'm not going to call this guy. I'm not going to email him. I'm calling him. I get him on the phone. I said, hey, you know, I want one of these $250 nine-tray Samsons. Nope. It'll be about 6 weeks. I said, well, do you not stock them? He goes, yeah, we do. But since this COVID thing started in March, we sold like 1,000 of them. And here's what I want to say about this with respect to this plandemic, this fake thing they got going on, that now you have going on, and things like the material assets, your material capital is getting tough to get. And what percentage of the population did it take to wipe out the dehydrator supply? Who did that? 1%? 2%? I'll bet not 5%. You would have a hard time convincing me that 5% of the population is totally awake and shopping for food preservation products. Canning supplies getting weird. Yeast, bread products, can't hardly find them. Bread flour, the only way you can get bread flour now, once in a while you'll find one bag left behind after somebody wiped out the bread supply, the bread box at a Walmart or local 25-pound bags. Well, and that may well be worth it because the price drops substantially when you buy a 25-pound bag. But my point in all this is, I think we're out of time. I hate to say that because I'm going out on a limb because I'm quoting a time frame, but I think by the time another 10% of the population snaps out of their technologically induced coma, where they're, you know, tweeting and following and whatever they're texting, by the time they wake up, they're going to wipe. If you think 1 or 2% or 3% of the population has been rough on the supply chain, wait until that triples and it's only 10%. When that number hits, who knows, 20%, 30%, you're not getting anything anymore, period. So I'm just suggesting this to you. I mean, I was essentially right about the silver problem. I was certainly right that we were going to get into a toilet paper and food problem. And I'm not patting myself on the back. I'm simply trying to give you an edge here because it looks like people are snapping out of it. And I don't like it, as I mentioned for the last two or three shows. They're getting in my way. And, you know, I don't want them in my way when I'm trying to prepare myself for a bad time on behalf of my family. And, you know, the other thing that I think is fascinating is all these people who are saying to you, well, we'll just wait and see what happens. Trust me when I say in the back of their mind, they have a plan and you're it. You're the golden parachute. When they say that, when you tried to wake them up, you exposed yourself. You were being nice, but you exposed yourself, and now they know that you have something they might want. So they don't have to go get it. All they got to do is when things get rough, they just come bang on your door, you see? And I think there was that fella, Ty, out of Texas, mentioned this a couple times. He was basically terrified of that day. And rightfully so. It makes me think the man has got imagination. Nobody wants to tell neighbors no. You know, nobody wants to get into an argument with a neighbor because they're hungry. Nobody wants to have to shoot at a neighbor to scare them off. This is the kind of thing that, you know, basically turns the American dream into the American nightmare. Nobody wants a part of that. Nobody wants a piece of that. You do not want to shoot somebody. You're never going to get over it, I can promise you this. So, but, you know, it's buyer beware. You know, if you're going to try to help people, you have to understand you're exposing yourself in a dangerous way. And, you know, if you want to be, you know, one of those people that sits there with all your cards against your vest, and your eyes are shifting left and right, and you're like, I'm not saying a word to nobody. Okay, I mean, I guess. I don't know how the Lord's going to view that sort of thing. I don't have a conscience for that kind of thing. I really don't. And here's another thing that I want to say, and we'll probably hit a break while I'm doing it. There is what we all recognize as the parable of the talents. And I thought it was interesting. Then in the parable, the word for currency or money was talent. And I always wondered, I thought, well, must have been in some ancient time a talent was some unit of money. And but now I think not. Now I think somebody was doing a parable. I think they were messing with us, having a little fun. And as we know, the Lord gave various of his stewards, various numbers of talents. And some people did marvelous things with the talents, and they gave the master back his talents with interest. And I've told you before, if you remember, what God made you is his gift to you, and what you do with what he gave you is your gift back to him. And then we have the case of the one servant who buried his talent and gave it back to the Lord, to the Lord of the manor, the Lord, the master, gave it back to him with zero interest. In other words, he did absolutely nothing with it. He wasted it. He didn't even get simple interest. He didn't do anything. Well, you know, guess what? You can already get, I hope you can guess what this means. It means that you are to invest what God gave you. You are to use those talents, and you're supposed to produce a harvest of twofold, fourfold, tenfold, something like that. So that when the master comes back, you have something to show for. What are these words? What are these words in Joseph's prayer? never surrendering to weariness or difficulties, to work above all with purity of intention and with detachment from self, having always before my eyes the account which I must render of time lost, of talents wasted, of good omitted, of vain complacency so fatal to the work of God. Okay, if you're going to be that guy who just says, don't come knocking on my door when the shit hits the fan, because I'm not going to do one damn thing for you, you might be saying that now to comfort yourself, and I suspect that may be the case. But trust me when I say, when your neighbor knocks on the door with his little children in tow and they're hungry, if you can actually turn them away, I'm going to be shocked.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we have a break. We'll be back in about 3 minutes. Call-in number is 1-800-313-9443.
Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
She said, I know what it's like to be dead. I know what it is to be sad. And she's making me feel like I've never been wrong. I said,
welcome back to the Rural Survival Show. Our call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. We are taking calls now. Okay, Rick.
No. Okay, Lauren. Hey, seeing as how I just threw up Disney World on the audience. What, do you have any thoughts on this matter?
I bet you do.
It was a touchy-feely subject, which would be your wheelhouse.
My wheelhouse?
That's
Jason.
Not that. girls, I mean, you, my wife, you, they, yeah, they don't really do much with weapons and stuff like that. But when it comes to, you know, subjects involving morality, generally the girls have a thought. So, yeah, I'm asking you.
I guess I'm not like most girls. I like my weapons. not really, but, you know, you were talking about talons, and the first time I actually ever heard it, I started watching Chinese series on Netflix and different ones. But the people in the town, okay, of these series that I've been watching, they were charging talons, and that was actually the first time I'd ever really heard of it. And then you mentioned it, you know, so I just thought that was kind of strange. But other than that, you don't know.
Well, it is strange, and it is interesting to me how it fits so perfectly with other statements that Jesus made in his short ministry. One for example is that when the time comes, and I'm paraphrasing because I don't quote the Bible, I only quote ideas. And they will say, "Lord, Lord, let us in. You taught in our streets and temples, and we ate with you." And he will say, "Go away, I do not know you." And I always used to wonder, you know, well, what could that possibly mean? And what he's referencing is a message that is repeated in different themes throughout any one gospel. It doesn't really matter which one you're reading, whether it's Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, although I must admit my favorites are Matthew and Luke. But and one was a doctor and one a tax collector. I just like that. We will get right back to this gospel in a minute.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we have our top of the hour break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Call in number is 1-800-313-943.
And the downhill run to Papa Ete. Off the wind on this heading line of the Marquesas. You got 80 feet of a water line.
Nicely making way
in a noisy bar in Avalon. I tried to call you, but on a midnight watch I realized
why twice you ran away.
Think about
how many times I had fallen. Spirits are using me.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life.